This one is another journey poem called The White Hotel. And it, I suppose, in a sense, grew out of a trip the Westons and the Sheltons took to Wemyss last year. There is no particular building which represents this White Hotel. It's a sort of an amalgamation of several places. But it is, I think, the influence of Mexico more than anything which caused this. And because of that particular trip, this poem is dedicated to John Weston. The White Hotel. When winter comes, adjust your voice to it. When the clock dies, hide it from the children. Do not resist the urge to travel. It will be only a journey, and there is no arrival. Drive through the desert quickly. It is inhabited by those in search of death. You have as many minutes as the rain has eyes. Beside a gabardine sea, you will find the White Hotel, where bougainvillea drips from the roof like blood. Dim lights will be on in the hallway, a long moss carpet flowing past a wilderness of doors, stairs crowded with unpredictable lovers and assassins. In the bar, new arrivals celebrate reunions by throwing their glasses into the fireplace. Others just drop them on the floor. When anything falls down in this hotel, it lies there forever. All night they will sing old songs. When the shoe tree blooms in the desert and the ice plant melts by the sea, all night the water will rest quietly in its blue tomb. At dawn, when palm trees wave their arms as they do at the slightest change in plans, you will watch waves send up fine contingents of water. Each retreating, without losing its courage, thousands of white truces negotiated on the sand. And with your pulse beating for distance, your hair turning to salt, you will say, because of its great depth, the sea can forgive anything. But do not linger at the White Hotel, or soon you will learn that memory is the only kind of loss we ever know.